Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the City Council meeting, a special meeting notice, February 29, 2016, at 6 p.m. First line of business can be roll call. David?
Alderman Jennings?
Present.
Alderman Cowan? Alderman Schnell?
Present.
Mayor Moses?
Present.
Mayor Protem Adams?
Present.
Alderman Wheeler?
Present.
We have a call.
Thank you. Moving on to item 2.0, business, 8.1, discussion about the fiscal year 2014-2015 physical audit. I call this meeting first before I start it. I want to tell everybody I appreciate the citizens that showed up, and I really appreciate the council for showing up for me. This is a FYI meeting. For transparency reasons is why I called this meeting, just to give you an idea where we're going on this. This is not to discuss the audit that we did or anything of that nature, the budget. What this is about is it's come to the point that we have gotten to the audit time getting delayed, or not delayed, but to that point that we had to pick an auditor. After reviewing everything and watching things, in the past we were always talked about, just like in our last budget meeting we had talked about changing auditors out about every 5 to 6 years or so. There's no written rule that you have to do that. But the thing about it is, there are still a couple of grants that need to be finished up, which causes a new auditing company to come in, which would cost the city quite a bit of money. When I say quite a bit, well over thousands of dollars, basically, because they have to retract and go back and start that grant from the beginning and get all that information. With that being said, I don't feel that the city is in the spot where we need to spend additional revenues. However, because the council and us have discussed this, I did not sign this last week when I had this in front of me to say, okay, go ahead and get the auditor in here. I wanted to let the council know about this and what's going on, is that we're still going to go forward with the same auditors this year as we had in the past. The reason being is, one, there's a cost factor in there that's going to be quite a bit to go back over the old information. And then also that we were still trying to get information to them that we had not gotten it all there, that was delayed because of the sewer issue. So I'm trying to be more transparent, as much as I can on things. So I wanted to get the council together, let them know about this. And if they had any questions that David or I could answer, that is the reason why we're moving forward on the one with these folks. This packet that I have in front of me has to be signed and given back to them in X amount of time in order for them to start. I think the start date for them to start was around the 20th. What date? First time I remember the date?
No, it started next Monday.
Next Monday. And so, it's not written in stone that we have to stay with this one auditor, but I think with the transition of the possibility also of a new council, but we know there's going to be some new council members, and possibility of a new mayor, the transition there, we want to make sure that if we try to make it as smooth as possible. I think trying to bring in a new auditor, with new council members just coming on, and things of this nature may create more issues and more revenue costs for us than anything. And right now, as you know, we're all trying to cut back on the cost of the city to try to help out with the problem around with our sewer line. But with that being said, and there are other issues, but at this time I'm not privy because it's not on the agenda. I can't really talk about some things that I had that I wanted to talk about, and we'll have to wait for a council meeting. But I wanted to see that all the council members be aware of what's going on here. And with that being said, David, was there anything I'm missing on there? You refreshed my memory.
No, sir. I think that's pretty much it. We had thought we would have finished out the Ike
grant,
federal grants, what they're called, the single audit components, and that didn't happen. We have 52,000. It's the last, and this is the end of it. 52,320 that is in this last fiscal year, and that it has closed out now. But to close out the single audit, the auditor has to bring it forward to that on the closeout, which would require, if we had another auditor, they'd have to go back and, in essence, revalidate. And they don't like to use another auditor's material, so they would revalidate all the way back to the beginning. And it's unfortunate that it had drug on by the state, having that FEMA money comes through the state.
Okay. Well, thank you, David. Alderman Jennings, do you have a question for it? Let me have it.
I
see you shaking your head, so let me have it.
I just want to laugh, Mayor. I mean, you said it's because of the sewer project. The fiscal year ended September 30th.
That wasn't the main issue. I'm just saying that's
the sewer burst in December, maybe?
You're correct.
It's been a while. I mean, we pay 4.5 times what Elago pays for an audit. We've said 4 or 5 times during the last not only during the budget workshops, but even before that, that, you know, we had to switch auditors, and now suddenly we need to keep the same auditor at an inflated rate because it would be cheaper. That's all I got to say.
I appreciate it. Alderman Smell.
Just, I mean, we're certain that this will be the end of that grant money this year. That's it?
We've got the numbers. That is correct. That would be the end of it. Now, before the other alderman asked him, is there opportunity to go to a different? If we were, we're still going to have to do what we talked about. They'll have to go back and research all that.
No, actually, that window closed in about September, October at the latest, to get an auditor. They have to schedule their workflows. So. Okay.
Wait, clear on that. You're saying that we couldn't ask an accounting company today, an accounting firm today, to do an audit because the window closed?
No, we could ask an auditor, and an auditor would do it.
Yes.
But on the federal grants, we have deadlines that are looming, and I think we'd pay a premium to get somebody to throw it up.
We're already paying a premium, so how much more?
I don't agree with you on that. I think we're paying.
You don't? You think El Largo is just like...
What is El Largo? Do you know what El Largo pays?
$7,500.
$7,500?
And how many single audits is included in that? How many federal grants?
I have no clue, David. But $7,500 is a whole long ways away from what we pay.
Okay.
Thank you, Alderman James.
So you said, like Alderman Snell said, after the grant, then we can shop for new.
On your next go around, there's no doubt this will have all of the old grants done. So, next year, there is no doubt in the next cycle that auditor company does not be utilized.
The timing would be good right now for the audit committee to get involved in an RFP.
Correct.
For the next auditor, and those. There's no reason to wait. That could start now on...
Okay. Do you have a question? Have you engaged the audit committee?
That's going to be after this. I'm going to schedule a meeting. I wanted to let the council folks know before I brought the audit committee in. I knew the Alderman Snell was on the committee, so I was trying to get everybody together. I can't hold both of them at the same time because of the rules.
I'm sorry.
It was answered.
Alderman Wheeler.
No, I have no questions.
Okay. And you're good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I will follow up with El Largo. I'd like to ask them some questions about their stuff over there and get some general information, but I just want to make sure we touch base on that. Anything else you need to add, David? Nancy?
Mm-hmm.
Richard? Mike? We're all good. David Stahl, do you want to add anything?
No, sir.
All right. I appreciate y'all taking your time out of your busy schedules for me tonight. Thank y'all very much. 608. Thank y'all.
Great.